talking CMU baseball with Mavs skipper Chris Hanks on the team.
With us right now, Chick-fil-A Breakfast Team phone line, head coach of the Maverick baseball team, Chris Hanks. Chris, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How about you?
I'm doing well, Chris. I know that proud of your team, the way they battled through the loser's bracket after that tough loss to CSU Pueblo and came up short against Metro State. I also know that, your guys would like to see Metro State again, wouldn't they? But not going to happen right at the moment. First things first, you got this regional to deal with. But take me through the RMAC tournament, because certainly I think, like I said, disappointed with that loss to CSU Pueblo and loss to Metro State, but got to be pleased with the grit, the determination that your team showed to battle through the loser's bracket.
Yeah, we're real proud of our guys. You know, we were playing in a tournament that, you know, we're in a position where we, you know, didn't have to win. We chose to work some kids on the mound and in kind of a, you know, give them opportunities to stake a claim at, you know, making a regional squad and different things. And, you know, we played pretty well. We had a couple bad innings that cost us a couple of losses, but we gained some more information in the process.
What's the biggest takeaway you think you garnered from what you saw from your team in the RMAC tournament?
Well, you know, I think that in the last game, some errors hurt us. Some pitching hurt us in innings 3 and 4. I thought that's where we probably, you know, one of the places we lost that ball game. But I thought our kids battled. We got a great effort from Cole Seward, a freshman, there in the back half of the game. He kept us in it. He gave us a chance. So we found a kid there in a tough, intense situation. And, you know, I think that, you know, now we can go into the regional and have our pitching pretty well set up and who is most prepared to, you know, take our team the rest of the way. And, you know, now we just have to get timely hits. You know, we've had trouble this back third of the season. We've left a lot of runners on. So, you know, one emphasis we have with the guys is we just got to have somebody step up when we have those opportunities to bust games open, and we need to do it. That's something that, you know, we haven't done, and we've had plenty of opportunities.
Mavs skipper Chris Hanks with us today on the Team Sports Network. And, Chris, I imagine part of it, too, is more consistency out of your short game when you have to go to it, of execution and that becoming something that is more a consistent thing for you. I think probably at times you felt like maybe you're particularly at the RMAC tournament that that hasn't been a consistent thing for your ball club.
Yeah, you know, that's something we take great pride in. We can improve in that area, you know, and we need to do it at better times. You know, we had some kids this weekend bunt on their own, and, you know, in the instance where we're, you know, we can't bunt runners from first and second over to second and third to leave first base open for a team to walk McGeary. And, you know, we had kids do that a couple of times. They're trying to do a team thing and advance runners. But in a case with Hayden coming up, you know, it causes a situation where that's a weapon we don't get to use because teams walk him with the open base.
Chris, thanks to coach of the Cutter Mesa Mavericks baseball team with us today. And, Chris, you'll either face the loser of the matchup between West Texas A&M. They were the runner-up to Angelo State in the Lone Star Conference tournament. Fell to Angelo State, fell to the Rams in the championship game. Also St. Edward's. So you'll take on the loser of that game coming up on Thursday night over at Bergman. And when you look at West Texas A&M, good offensive club. They have the second-best batting average behind Angelo State in the conference this year at .341. Their pitching has always been one of their strong suits. They had the fourth-best ERA in the Lone Star this season. One of the two teams you could face coming up Thursday night, give us the scouting report on the Buffaloes.
Well, you know, we've run into them a bunch over the years in these regional tournaments, and, you know, they have good players. They're well-coached. As you mentioned, they usually have good pitching. They're a strong hitting club. And, you know, when you get to this time of year, you know, all the teams have advanced. They're the best teams in the region. So, you know, you have to play your best at the biggest times. And these guys, our guys, you know, if they play to their capability and we get enough guys playing their A game together on the same day, I really think we're going to be a difficult team to beat.
Adam Becker for West Texas A&M, he's had a great season, Chris. He leads them with 90 RBIs. He's also hit 21 home runs. He's the guy that really is the power bat in their lineup.
Yeah, you know, and he had seven, I believe he had seven home runs last weekend in their conference tournament alone. So he's a hot bat. He's certainly a kid we're going to have to be careful with when runners are on, and depending upon the score and time of game. You know, he's a kid we may have to intentionally walk just to, you know, avoid that bat.
And we referenced the Buffaloes and how they typically have a very strong staff. Nick Marshall's their their 11-game winner this season, 11-3 with a 4.43 ERA. And I would imagine that he'll probably get that start against St. Edwards. I mean, who do you anticipate possibly seeing if it is West Texas A&M Thursday night?
Well, you know, they have a really good number two lefty named Egan, and he's the one that concerns me the most. You know, he's really shut some teams down. They have pitched Nick Marshall, number one. The big question is they've played St. Edwards, I think, six times in like the last 3 weeks. And I know St. Edwards has seen Nick Marshall in game one of both their series at the end of the year and of game one of the tournament. They split those games. I don't think they've seen the Egan kid as much. It wouldn't surprise me at all if they go with their lefty game one, their number two guy.
Chris Hanks, coach of the Mavericks baseball team, with us. And now we'll talk about St. Edwards, the other team you could possibly face on Thursday night. Fourth in batting average in the Lone Star this season at 308. Their pitching staff was seventh in terms of ERA. Just your thoughts on what you know about St. Edwards.
Well, they're another team we've seen a lot. St. Edwards has always had good pitching. They have some good guys in there. They've pitched a lot of guys. We're still getting to know them. They're another team that's well coached. And there's a couple kids on their team, their leadoff kid, Morgan Allen. He actually, he's their shortstop. We were recruiting him and Chase Hamilton at the same time, and we chose Chase Hamilton. And that kid wanted to come here badly. And so I'm interested to see him. I think we made the right choice with Chase. But, you know, they have a good club. They've been a little bit of a Jekyll and Hyde. They've had some real down points in their season where they've gotten beaten and beaten badly at times. And they've had points in their season where they've beaten people badly. So they're a little bit unpredictable. You know, one of the things that's hard this time of year, it's just like us in the conference tournament. We rolled Cole Seward, a freshman, out there in that championship game. I believe at the time he had only had maybe five or six innings. You know, and he pitched like a veteran. And now he's currently at 10 innings. So, you know, sometimes the kids that have pitched less are fresher. They've released all those demons of whatever difficulties went on during the season, and it frees them up to pitch. So I do think both West Texas and St. Edwards have good pitching. They're both very good clubs, but so are we. And, again, I think that, you know, the one thing I don't feel like our team's done all year is I don't think we put a string of four, five, six, seven games in a row where we just played at our highest level. You know, truly the best we played all year was the opening weekend of the year out at Azusa Pacific. That's the one weekend where we had the largest number of guys firing on all cylinders on the same weekend. So I hope we're to the part of the year where we start seeing that again.
And just the right time, the right juncture of the year to start firing on all eight cylinders again. Chris Hanks, coach of the Maverick baseball team, with us. A couple more things about the Hilltoppers of St. Edwards. Stacy Bailey for them, 55 ribbies. He's tied for the team lead in that category. He's got 13 home runs. Cullen Ainsworth also with 55 ribbies. So when you kind of look at the numbers offensively, Chris, it's a fairly balanced offensive team. Yeah, those two guys in Bailey and Ainsworth have been the big RBI guys, but it's been a pretty balanced offensive effort throughout the rest of their lineup.
Yeah, it sure has. You know, and one thing they do differently than West Texas through the years, they try to run a lot more. So, you know, when you play St. Edwards, it appears as though we're going to have to defend the running game more so than possibly with West Texas. But again, every individual game and the situations in game dictate whether or not teams try to run. And, you know, we have some pretty good defense against the running game with Spencer Brown. Well, he's a great throwing catcher. If you've watched him, he's got an above-average major league arm. That's how he's graded by the major league scouts. He's a tick above average, as they say, because he throws 84 to 86 miles an hour down to second base. So, and he's got a great transfer. And then it comes down to pitchers holding him. So, you know, the running game with St. Edwards is something that, you know, we're going to need to be concerned with when we play them.
And I think also, Chris, Steve Wojtek brought this up the other day, your assistant coach, that, I mean, this group, a lot of these players, 2019, they've been here before, gone through this regional, they've tasted success, and so it is something that a lot of these guys are familiar with.
Well, they are, you know, and I mean, quite honestly, I think one thing we've been, you know, this year was much more of a battle than, say, last year, but I think, you know, one thing we've been fighting, this group of kids that have been here for so long now, is they've won so many games and they've beaten up on our conference for so many years. We really sensed this year they just weren't highly excited and stimulated to keep playing the teams in our league. And I think that could happen to any group that's been together this long. That's, you know, you play the same teams every year, obviously, in conference. And I'll tell you, when we went out to Azusa, they sure played with a level of excitement that we haven't seen the rest of the year. And I'm hoping that the freshness of playing some new teams in big games sparks these guys, because I really don't think the majority of the year we played anywhere close to our potential. I hope we see it from here on out.